morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit PyramidVaccines.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Winter wheat pasture continues to develop rapidly in Oklahoma. Evidence of that is in this week's crop progress report released yesterday by the USDA, according to which winter wheat planted in the state nearly halfway done at this point, currently at 41%, up 13 points from the previous year and up 2 points from normal. Winter wheat is showing its first signs of emergence in the state as well this week, at 5%, up 3 points from the previous year, but down 4 points from normal. Winter wheat planted in Kansas, meanwhile, also at 41%, well ahead of 20 last year and ahead of 32 for the 5-year average. Emerge was 17%, ahead of 8 last year and 11 for the average. Finally, across Texas, small grain seeding continued in areas of the northern high plains, the Edwards Plateau, south central Texas, and south Texas, near equal to the other two states at 42% planted and 4% emerged, although reports are in that army worms have already damaged newly emerged wheat in several areas. Nationwide, though, the U.S. corn crop has reached 86% maturity, well above 66% in 2017 and 71% on average. As of this week, 26% of the U.S. corn crop has been harvested, 10 points above last year and 9 points better than normal. Corn's condition this week is unchanged from the prior report at 69% good to excellent, 19% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. The U.S. soybean crop, meanwhile, is nearing the end of the dropping leaves stage at 83%, above 78% last year and ahead of 75% for the average. The U.S. soybean harvest is estimated at 23% complete this week, just ahead of both last year and the normal pace by 3 points. The current condition of the crop is unchanged from the previous week as well at 68% good to excellent, 22% fair, and 10% poor to very poor. And of course, big news arriving yesterday, President Donald Trump giving a press conference from the White House Rose Garden on Monday to triumphantly announce that the NAFTA negotiators had successfully come to an agreement the night before. The updated North American Free Trade Agreement, though, still has many procedural hurdles to pass before farmers and ranchers can see many benefits. President Trump called the agreement a promise kept regarding his trade agenda, as NAFTA will become the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement, or USMCA. Here's President Trump from the podium.
Throughout the campaign, I promised to renegotiate NAFTA, and today we have kept that promise. So we have negotiated this new agreement based on the principle of fairness and reciprocity. This new deal is an especially great victory for our farmers. Our farmers have gone through a lot over the last 15 years. They've been taken advantage of by everybody. Prices have gone way down. And we're working on some other deals that are going to make them very happy also. But this is a very, very big deal for our farmers.
You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, your next chance to buy cattle the Superior way coming up this Thursday, October 4th, Superior Video Livestock Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 22,000 head of cattle. If you'd like details of when an estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.